On the Route 1 corridor, Club Video Mexico has been in business for 19 years. But co-owner Pablo Vargas has never seen business so bad.
Nobody wants to buy anything. They'd rather save money right now than spend it.
Even larger immigrant businesses are affected. Carlos Castro owns three supermarkets catering mainly to Latinos.
When it comes to food, even though it's something that we gotta eat every day, it has dropped, you know, considerably. In this store, we are down like about 15% from the previous year. In Alexandria, we are a little more like 22 to 25%.
Asian-owned businesses are affected too. Yongjai Park is the manager of the Korean-American Hanmi Bank office in Northern Virginia. He says he's making fewer loans to his Asian clients.
The number of the inquiries substantially declined last couple months. And then number of loans I am processing it, I see there's some slowdown.
Prince William County near Washington, D.C. has grown substantially in recent years and now has a large immigrant population. But it, too, has been affected by the nationwide housing downturn, the credit crunch, and financial uncertainty. At the county's Chamber of Commerce, Chairwoman Joanne Bell and President Lori Weider have noticed the change.
A large portion of the members who don't renew their membership are businesses that are going out of business. That happens every year. But this year, certainly, there were more of those who closed the doors of their businesses.
The renewal rate was down between 2 and 3%, though more new members joined the chamber in 2007. Yet chamber member Julie Doe is worried. She is a Vietnamese immigrant who owns a nail and tanning salon.
People has not come in as regular as they used to. Instead of every 2 to 3 weeks, they prolong to a month. And some people decide not to get them done because they don't have the money to spend. So they cut back.
The slowdown in construction and home sales in the county is only partly to blame for the business falloff. A county ordinance targeting illegal immigrants also has hurt business. Among other things, it will allow police to check the immigration status of anyone who breaks the law. This has scared undocumented workers, who are finding less work anyway because of the slow economy. Many are thinking of leaving the area, says this man who did not give his name.
We'll keep struggling as much as we can. And if we can go on, then it's better to go back to our countries to see if we can make a living there.
And many have moved on, hurting the businesses that rely on their spending. At the El Portal restaurant, owner Manuel Arbaiza is in danger of losing his $400,000 investment. He says he saw an immediate change after the county passed its anti-illegal immigrant measures.
Before July, a good day for us was anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000, you know, weekends. And now we have days of $80. I mean, it cost us more money to open up the restaurant than, you know, if we were to close.
Closing would mean letting go more workers, further worsening the already deteriorating economy. For businesses, including those owned by immigrants, tough times seem to lie ahead. Bill Rogers, VOA News.